Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, we've got the West Point grad who was arrested for photographing police here in Austin. It's a big story now a national story, because it looks like they set him up. He's going to be in studio with us. He's pretty stressed out from all the attention he's given. He's going to be on the nightly news tonight. We've got some other guests as well. Paul Watson will do the news portion. I'm going to do the interviews, the two interviews this evening. The comedian and social commentary guy, Lionel, will also be on with us via Skype. But let's go back to Charlotte Esby. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. So, Charlotte, you start discovering all of this, and then now years later are able to tie it into Skull and Bones. But you were saying you pulled off the shelf at the Department of Education this book that was talking about what works.
What works? Well, what works is animal psychology. And that's just what I told you with your dog. You can train your dog. It's very, very simple. All of you must understand that that is simply, that is the computer technology. When your child is the computer, which, no more books. Books are down the tubes. All the history of this is in my book, which is the abbreviated version, but it's a fantastic version. Nothing chronological has been taken out. And this is the history of what happened. But it's the getting into the computer. When the top people, like at YCAT, World Institute for Computer Assisted Teaching, Dustin Houston said this, folks, and parents, listen. He knew what was coming. This was 20 years ago. He said, won't it be wonderful when the student in the most remote part of the country can have the equivalent of five of the world's greatest psychologists on the computer, and nobody will be able to get between that the student and the software, the computer. So it's very, very dangerous. And even the top educators who are involved in computer technology, ones that I got fired for leaking a document by one of these educators. It was one of his major grants, Better Education Skills Through Technology. This fellow, Donald Ely, he admitted in his internal papers that if you don't agree as a computer tech guy or professor, if you don't agree with the message, you do not put it on that software. You have to have a conscience because it is so powerful. Now, folks, this is what's going in now. No more books. Now, what we're going to say.
Well, I mean, it allows total centralization.
This is what Skull and Bones brought back into the United States from Wilhelm Wundt, who was directly connected with the Illuminati. This is what they brought back to this G. Stanley Hall into the United States. They stacked all of the universities, Columbia, Chicago, et cetera, with people like Dewey, Thorndike, et al., who believe man is nothing but an animal to be trained. Now, C.S. Lewis was the one who said, when you stop educating and you start training, which is what they're doing right now for the planned economy, global, when you stop educating and you start training, civilization dies. Now, that's C.S. Lewis, all right? Now, my little book, the abbreviated version, is fantastic. All the sections that have been taken out, the big chunks, the appendices, the index, et cetera, are available free at my website. It's a free download, the old book, the big baby. So anybody who wants to check on what may have been removed, there are three little dark D's whenever something's removed, they just go on the Internet. But it's a very user-friendly, beautiful book. I find myself, my son said to me, Mom, I've never seen you reading your book as much as you're reading it now. Well, I am, because it's so nice and small and handy, and I just delight in my own book. It was always very, very big. And we had people who loved it, obviously, or it wouldn't be out of print and selling for $1,000 in some places, you know, ridiculous, $200, $400, $600 at Amazon. It's the old book, right? So the people who've got old copies or whatever. But it was always large and rather cumbersome. So now this is a beautiful version that you can give to your friends.
It is. Charlotte, stay there. Let's come back. We got to go to break. Let's tie in the Illuminati to Skull and Bones to education.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, I interviewed an investigative journalist breaking down government documents where over 40 known cancer viruses were added to the polio vaccines. It's still done. I have other top scientists and doctors like Russell Blaylock on, and the only conclusion they can come to is that it's being done by design. The aspartame, the MSG, the additives. And then lo and behold, we have all these UN and Club of Rome documents in Rockefeller Foundation where they're adding the chemicals into the food, the water, the additives, the printer ink. And so Charlotte Isby's hitting it from another angle, breaking down skull and bones, and where the elite got this philosophy to dumb people down. Now, they put this fog of chemicals and things out there, but then to make us animals and to tell us we're animals that don't have free will, while they play the part of God, these Illuminati believe they are man, we are the profane animal. But to make us the animal, they bombard us with this and then try to train us, not educate us. And that's programming versus learning the mysteries of the world, learning to enjoy knowledge and systems. They want people to be very, very one-dimensional. Now, Charlotte Isabey is not only one of the most famous whistleblowers. And I'm building her up. You know, she'll talk herself down. But, I mean, she was the head of policy, Department of Education, that blew the whistle, brought the documents out, got basically fired over it. And her book documents that, the deliberate dumbing down of America. But then she's also the lady that helped give Anthony Sutton the material that exposed Skull and Bones. But in decades later, continuing to research, that was hiding under her nose as well, that it was Skull and Bones that actually set the modern policy for all of this. Now you were getting into the Illuminati connections, Charlotte. Go ahead.
Well, this is fascinating. I mean, things that happened in my life are unbelievable. You're right. For about 30 years, I did all the research on B.F. Skinner and Pavlov and how these methods, like the reading method, direct instruction that the conservatives managed to get across the country now because it's necessary for workforce training. Of course, they got into reading first, experimenting on the minorities with it, et cetera. But I was studying this stuff, and I knew it makes children sick. I have a friend, a great teacher in Arizona, Ann Herzer, who educated me. And I have all the documents from doctors about how this operant conditioning, these programs make children sick. And, anyway, so here I'm looking at all this. I have all the major documents. It takes me quite a long time. I understand that, but I had no idea that the order at Yale that my father and grandfather belonged to, it was the order that actually brought this method back from Germany. And it's very interesting because the Germans are extremely involved in this. They were and perhaps still are. I mean, in the fluoride thing and all, Dennis Cuddy's just written a wonderful new book, which my son is reading, and which deals with how all of this stuff is the Germans, it's Nazi stuff too. So it's not just the communists, it's the Nazis, the fascists, the socialists. I always say America's not an ism country, but we are really deep in the mess right now with the isms. But anyway, going back to the order, so little Charlotte, you know, the one that gets fired from the department for leaking these documents, I knew how bad the Department of Education was. It's a total Marxist factory, right? All of a sudden, you know, I find out most of this, I found out from Anthony Sutton, who had done the research. He's the one who found out about the connection with Wilhelm Wundt with the Illuminati. Wilhelm Wundt's grandfather was a member of the Illuminati. Well, I remember I sent Tony Sutton, there were some documents in German that I never saw again, but I sent them to Sutton. I didn't know what they were, but Sutton got them, and I don't know whether I lost them when he returned them. But anyway, I am quite truly convinced that, let's look at it this way, folks. There is nothing more important than the loss of free will. We have a soul and a conscience. What was brought back from Germany, operant conditioning, Pavlov studied under Wundt, this is the method to destroy the human individual made in the image of God, to destroy his conscience. You must remember this. You probably think I'm exaggerating. I'm not. This is what we're looking at. This is more important than anything being talked about in the news today. The loss of the conscience. I've written a lot on this. It's on the internet. You can find my articles. This is what happened when the order at Yale decided to get their guys, educators, educated in Germany, and many of the, you know, they under, actually, it was the G. Stanley Hall was the first one, and he admits to being half a Marxist himself back in the mid-1800s, mind you. He admitted to that. So he brings it back. It's picked up by Dewey and Thorndike, et cetera, and the method goes into the teachers' colleges, and our teachers are trained to train our students. Train, not educate. Of course, this didn't happen until 1965. Now, the result of this, one could see this morning. I opened up the computer, and it was Fox News, interesting enough, which won't cover my book, of course. But they did cover, like, oh, my goodness me, how can this be possible? This Jack Chambers, an economic professor at a college, I didn't get it all written down, he asked his students what the American dream means to them. This is in college. And he asked specifically, what do you want the government, you know, what do you think the government should do? Well, 10%, good for them, said, leave me alone. 80% said that the government should take care of their vacations, make sure they get a good job, give them health care, give them housing, and that the wealthy should be taxed more. Now, there was one individual who said, boy, can you believe this one? As human beings, we are not responsible for our actions. We need the government to keep us in line, sort of. Now, that's not a direct quote. I just sort of remember that. But first of all, this individual who says we need the government to keep us in line and we're not responsible for our actions, that student evidently was very carefully trained in Darwin. They were animals. So they made a mistake. They still think they're human beings, but they're not.
Well, you're right.
Most people have been conditioned and trained like animals all the way through from the time that G. Stanley Hall went over to Germany for the order and came back. We trained, and now what we're looking at is the computer technology. It's nothing but Pavlovian.
And that allows total centralization of the message, but expanding on that, and we see a global curriculum being standardized. I've seen the studies that there are now more sociopaths than there used to be, and even more psychopaths, and that the system is creating artificial sociopaths. Normally their numbers were much lower, but they can also have it where they flip on a switch that makes you a sociopath, but then can flip it back off when they want you to feel. So it's total programming. It's like they're biological androids. It's so scientifically done. How is their plan going along for them from your deep research of this from every angle?
Well, I'm afraid they're highly successful. And the reason for this, Alex, is another thing that has always bewildered us. Why is it that, for instance, when I wrote my book in 1985, the little 39-pager, Back to Basics Reform, that exposed all of the Skinner stuff and said it was for a world government which would arrive, you know, in the 21st century, all of that book was boycotted across the board by the conservative movement. If that book had been listened to in 1985, we might not have the Skinnerian opera conditioning on the computers, et cetera, right now. But they boycotted. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that interesting? The conservatives. This is under Ronald Reagan, okay? And so anyway, that happened. And then I wrote my big book because I figured maybe this will get, well, that was boycotted by them too. They've done nothing to get the big book. They do not want this information. Now, I'm sure the Democrats are involved in it as well, and they've paid for the funding, and they love the Department of Education, blah, blah, blah. But I have to say that the school-to-work agenda, which requires school choice is the most devastatingly bad thing that ever happened to this country because it's not really school choice whatsoever. It's federally funded charter schools that don't have elected officials running them because the corporations are going to run those charter schools to train for the workforce with the Skinnerian opera conditioning on the computer. Now, this is the conservatives supporting this because conservatives are notable for wanting to make money, right? I mean, we know that. It's nothing wrong with making money. But when you decide that you're going to turn your children over to be nothing but slaves in this planned economy, to be moved around the world, and a lot of these quotes in my book from educators, they're going to be moved around the world wherever they need them, using nothing but computer technology, opera conditioning, et cetera, to train them lifelong, all of this.
Yeah, but Charlotte, there's also all these globalist groups now pushing the solution to the New World Order is mega computers that make all the decisions for us. But really, those computers are programmed by the globalists themselves. It's a new form of tyranny.
Yes, it is. And Alex, what we have to understand is that we've lost the. I hate to say this, and maybe it's not completely true, but I believe we have lost the Christian community. Because the Christian community, the evangelicals, we always depended on them to support us in trying to get rid of these bad programs, especially, you know, Skinner and all. I never got any support for them from that community. They even said that some of us were nutty. They said that we didn't know what we were talking about with Skinner. We were wrong about these computerized, individualized education software and all. They went up against us. And I always wonder what is going on. Well, now we know because they have, you know, they have been trained by Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker went all over the country.
I tell you what, stay there. Let's expose. Sure, let's expose that and talk about Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They now are funding and running a lot of these, quote, charter schools. Part of it, of course, is tax money still. And they're openly teaching eugenics, kill granny for money. I mean, everything.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in. All right, we're going to have a giant news blitz, I promise, at 40 after when Charlotte Thompson Iserby leaves us. Whistleblower, author, researcher, patriot. And again, she's not against you having school choice, but this is now just the corporations taking over the old local, quote, independent school district system, draining off their funding, putting only in a little bit of their money, and getting control. Now, you were breaking down how you discovered why you were blocked. by, quote, conservatives, but then also take the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They are involved in education at every level. They're involved, just like Obama was, breaking up local schools and turning them over to corporations. That's what they're now doing. And I could play clips of Bill Gates up there saying, you don't give grandma health care, we can hire 10 teachers, and the teachers clapping. So they're even selling this idea of cannibalism, that you take something away from somebody, you get their resources. That's not how the world really works. It's a win-win-win, build the pie system is what we want, not a post-industrial shut-it-down system. So it's incredibly dangerous and classically authoritarian, but you notice with the TSA checkpoints and the groping of our families, I mean, they admit the TSA stuff is to break you, is to train you, is to Pavlovianly get you used to them putting their hands on your body. I mean, this is all dog training, as you said.
Well, yes, Alex, and talking about the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates is totally involved in putting us under this international socialist system, or whatever you want to call it, fascist, communist, totalitarian system. He's very involved. I mean, Microsoft has got agreements with communist China and Russia and everywhere, and Gates has signed all sorts of agreements himself, and so really bad. Now, talking about the foundations, let's get there. The taxes of foundations. You can go to my son's website, AmericanDeception.com, and you've got the transcript of the congressional investigation of the tax-exempt foundations there. There was only one copy left in the country 3 years ago because the foundations bought up all the copies. They didn't want the American people to know what had happened in 1953 when all these traitors had to answer questions during the investigation. They bought up all the copies. They got them all out of circulation except this one. The person I bought it from, I understand that he was offered any amount of money for that one copy, and he turned it down. I got the copy. My son put it up on the website, 3,000 pages of documentation. That was the investigation where Norman Dodd of the Reese Committee, went up to New York, and off the record, that's why it's not on the Internet, it's not in the transcript, but off the record, the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, said to him, Mr. Dodd, we get our instructions from the White House how to use our money. Eisenhower at the peak of the Cold War, that was. And the instructions were to change America. The foundation should change America to such an extent it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Now, look, of course, you say it's dead. No, it's not. Communism, fascism, socialism, internationalism are all exactly what Gaither was talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. A fool sent me emails saying you're calling it fascist or socialist. They're two different things. No, there's different dressing, little different tweaks, but it's all black uniforms, all government run, all surveillance, all state planned, with the corporations over it. It's all the same thing.
That's exactly what we're looking at. So what Dodd was told is absolutely correct. Gaither told him it would be this merger. And if you go back to Lenin said, look, first of all countries individually become socialist. Then
that's what Carol Quigley wrote. He said there's not a difference between fascism and communism. We work with all of it. We are creating a fusion of it.
But they merge, once they're socialist, then they merge in regions. So we've got all the regions being set up. Gorbachev called the European Union the new European Soviet. And now the regionalism is communism. And that quote is in my book. Very interesting quote. Look it up. Morris Zeitlin, he sees a communist look at the Communist Daily World in the 70s. He said the United States has got to go have more regional government because it worked so well in the Soviet Union. It's going in now, folks, all over the place with sustainable development, dropping borders, getting rid of elected officials. Don't forget, charter schools don't have elected officials. So you're paying taxes to run these charter schools, which use a federal test.
And all it really is a globalist school.
Yes. And those schools, 60% of the federal test is attitudinal, how they feel about the environment, what they think about the UN or whatever, do they believe in God? 60% of that test that the charter school students must take, because it's a federally funded entity, is political. Now, remember this.
They remove true education about issues and about ideas and about science. It just all turns into pablum, so the kids are good little robots, and they burn that time up not really teaching them. We'll be right back with solutions. Stay there, Charlotte. Final segment straight ahead with our guest, then News Blitz coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's our final segment with Charlotte Iserby. And again, we're selling the book. She has the old big thick version up for free on her website. Just didn't want to deal with the hard copy anymore. And people convinced her, hey, this is important to have a hard copy of. They can shut stuff off the web really easy. So she's put out a new updated, abridged, revised, shorter one. It's only 450-something pages long. It's excellent. And every teacher, every educator, you know, needs a copy of this, because then everything will make sense to them. And it has all the documents. I mean, she was the head of policy. That's the number two position at the Department of Education. She's published the documents where they admit they want a global Soviet system run by the mega elite. They want to shut down all their competition. And you notice everything we warn you about keeps happening. Because we've got all their documents. That's what's so frustrating about this. Charlotte, we're getting into a key point there as we went to break. Please continue.
Well, I don't know where I was on that one, Alex, but all I can say is, because we don't have much time left, I want, first of all, I do, the reason for the book, book is that I felt it had to be come out at this time. I think that book is really very, very important. There are many books out there, but this gives you not just education history, but the history of the insiders for the beginning of the last century, or even going back into the 1800s. It's the Federal Reserve. It's everything else, too, that's in there. What happened? Disarmament, blah, 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 go on. Ronald Reagan signing agreements with the Soviet Union, and the Carnegie Corporation role in agreements with the Soviet Academy of Science. All of these things, and again, I will say the conservatives got to understand this. I hate to say it, but you have not been informed of these things because the conservatives, let's call them neoconservatives, not Goldwater people, they have been infiltrated, the Republican Party badly infiltrated by the left. So you've got both parties are left and are, you can call them either socialist or Marxist or fascist. Doesn't make any difference. Both parties are controlled, and that's why we haven't been able to get this information out. What I want you to do is don't get discouraged. You've got to keep fighting. And the reason I say this is there have been many, many people, and I gave a lot of credit to these people in the beginning of my book. I've known them. Some are dead, et cetera. They, the insiders, expected to bring us down, certainly in the 80s. The 1976, 200th anniversary, we were meant to be basically going down. We didn't. We're still here. If those people had given up, the ones that you and I know and a lot of us oldsters know, they're gone now, magnificent Americans who fought for freedom, for the constitutional, if they had given up, I wouldn't even be on this program today. And Alice wouldn't have a show. So you cannot give up. You have to keep fighting this battle. And the tool to fight it, I think, because, of course, I love my own book, is my little book. And it's smaller. You can't complain anymore about it being, you know, you can't take it on vacation. It weighs too much. Now, the other thing I want to say is there's only one person out there that we can vote for the Republican Party. There's only one person. Absolutely, there's no question about it, and it's Ron Paul. It is ridiculous what's going on now. It's evil what's going on right now. They're doing to him what they did to Goldwater back in the 60s when they had that film of the little girl in the field with the poppies and the bomb going off. They're going to do that to him, too.
Yeah, they're saying we'll get nuked if you elect Ron Paul. Same thing LBJ did.
Right. So, look, folks, we've got good stuff out there now. We've got Ron Paul. I'm going to keep fighting. Alex is great. He's going to keep fighting.
Well, Charlotte, as you know, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, almost nobody knew about this stuff because it was so incredible. You mean their tyrants want to slowly take over? Now it's all coming to fruition.
Yeah.
The crop is coming in. We told folks what those plants were going to grow. Before I was born, you were warning people.
That's right.
And then now we see, oh, this is tyranny they're setting up. I've never seen such an awakening happening. Now, some are awakening. That's happening faster. But others are getting deeper into the trance, and you cannot reach them because they've been so damaged by the brainwashing, by the chemicals. But it's never a majority that turns things around. It's an evil minority or a good minority that are going to decide the destiny of the human species, and our minority is swelling. We are much bigger than the criminals.
The young people are so important. Let me say to you, don't waste time on people my age, really, because they are so pathetic with their golf clubs, their retirement. They are pathetic. I'm sorry to say it. Maybe there are a few out there who aren't, but don't waste your time on them. Put your time into the young people getting out of high school and college. Get in there, just like Ron Paul said. There's this huge awakening among young people. And you know what? The schools may have done a good job, like I pointed out earlier, with 80% or whatever of those college students. But I don't believe it's all that bad. I think that the young people really are beginning to understand that they have been had. And so focus.
Well, you know they create a fake consensus with all these fake polls. I mean, they've now, it's even, quote, mainstream news that there was fraud all over Iowa, just as we said 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that it's so brazen, Charlotte.
Yes, it is. And I think that that's why I think the young people know this. And the other thing is, Ron Paul really is the anti-war candidate. And if he was smart, that's what he would run on, even though he's anti-Federal Reserve and he'd love to get rid of the Department of Education. He's the only one who's really mentioned that, isn't he? His platform is superb. And they say it's kooky. Don't. Wait a minute. Look, I always love it when people call me a kook. You know why? And I tell them, thank you. Because the greatest Americans and people in the Soviet Union, et cetera, Solzhenitsyn, all these people who cherished freedom were called kooks at the time. And so if someone calls you a kook, thank them. And say, you know, you put me in really good company. I'm in with Solzhenitsyn. I'm in with all these great people who fought for freedom.
Well, as you know, Charlotte, a doodle dandy was the biggest insult the British could give each other. And I don't want to tell people what it means, but it's a slang.
Yeah.
But you know what? We said, good, we're going to have a song called Yankee Doodle Dandy.
That's very interesting. Good for you, Alex. I didn't know that. But, you know, the thing is that is Brock Chisholm. That's all those guys, Alger Hiss and all, in 1945 at the UN, who said they're going to use psychiatry, you know, to get rid of our conscience. These are the people who said we're crazy, see? We're crazy because we think. And because we know that war, we know war is wrong, but we know that sometimes you have to take a stand. But they don't want us.
No. They teach us to not be warlike so they can wage war on us. They say, truce.
That's exactly what we are. Our military is nothing but the United Nations military arm. To patrol parole the whole world has nothing to do with protecting the United States.
And the good part for the globalist is, when they do all this imperial evil and the massacres, their own globalist media tells the world about it. And then blames America, and then we're domestically told it's great and everybody loves us for the future destruction of this country politically.
Absolutely.
I mean, the globalists are such masters that they have America doing all their dirty work.
Yep.
I mean, Rupert Murdoch's publications will badmouth the war and stuff overseas,
right.
But then domestically he's all for it.
Yep.
And again, they know exactly what they're doing. They don't play by any rules. The book is available at Infowars.com. With Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, a new edition, a smaller edition. It's been out of print for a year, available at Infowars.com. And Charlotte, thank you for putting the book back out. I know the big, thick one is free on your website. And give folks that address as well for people that can't afford the soft cover.
Okay, it's DeliberateDumbingDown.com. And you can just go there and you can read it on the Internet. It's a big, big book to read on the Internet. But please, that's why it's there. And AmericanDeception.com is also a free website for all the documents to back up.
And let's be clear. When you send a friend or family or teacher the email with the link, people don't tend to appreciate something that's free. It's like, here's all this work. It's free. Please warn people. Here's the total blueprint of the enemy operation. In education, this is what, yeah, you say the schools, you know, George Carlin said they want you dumb. Well, here's the proof. Yeah, George Carlin's right. Here's their own criminal blueprint all put together for you, all sourced. And tell people, you better look at this. But most people will still appreciate a book. So if you do buy the book, it's like, here, I read it. Here it is, school teacher. I've got the most important parts highlighted, or to your school board or whatever. Because most of these people are not evil operatives. They have grown up multi-generationally in this,
yeah.
And now it's getting so deep. Charlotte, look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex, and keep up your good work, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Charlotte Thompson Iserby, the book Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139 here at our office. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. We also have the Everything Special. We're calling it the New Year Special. I've never had a deal this good, but we're going to keep it running for the rest of the month because it's getting the word out. All 18 of my films on DVD for $99.95, all of them. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, $99.95 right now, normally 360 smackers. And your funding of this operation allows us to continue and hopefully expand. And we're really working hard here, as you know, because we understand this information is too important. I mean, you know, I separated some ribs, cracked some stuff, dropping a big weight on myself last weekend. I'm like an idiot doing incline weight. It slipped out of my hands. I was going too fast. It came out. And most people would be in bed right now. And I'm not whining about it. I'm not doing some great service being here. Wild horses cannot drag me away. I mean, I want to do productions. I want to make films. I want to get the word out. I want to warn people. I want to stop these people. Because it's so frustrating to know these are wanton evil criminals that use psychological warfare and false reality systems that they've taught people to get a lot of good men and women out there to not even ever become conscious human beings and to be mind slaves to these globalists and carry out all this evil. I don't even hate their minions anymore. I used to really get mad at minions of the system, and now I'm just like, man, it's frustrating. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I live this stuff. I read documents till I'm blue in the face. I understand how the system works. I understand it. Most people are not bad. And I understand this a lot more than even some of their high-level people because they're all compartmentalizers doing their sector. They're trained to do it. They do it. And I've gotten the level of a master architect understanding of the overall integrated systems of how they run this thing. And let me tell you, it doesn't look like it's human built. I'm not into space aliens, reptoids, any of that. I'm just saying it's hard to believe that humans would actually consciously be trying to set this up because they're trying to screw up the planet. They're trying to splice every animal and every plant and creating abominations that are already causing irrevocable problems. They've already got a lot of the key species dying out, honeybees and things like that. It's other top scientists I've had on. It's like they say it's like it's space aliens that want to destroy the Earth or something. And then they know that we're concerned about this, so they take over the environmental movement and make it an anti-human, anti-carbon dioxide movement. They are such masters at knowing how you're going to think and what you're going to do and creating false systems to capture your energy, to capture your resistance. It's just unbelievable. And they love hurting good things. They love defacing good things. They love screwing things up. All right, I'm going to start preaching here. It's the devil, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to explain it to you, but when you get right down to hardcore 18-hour-a-day research, you run smack dab up against it. The leadership are devil worshipers, Lucifer worshipers. They think Lucifer's God, and they're just sick freaks. They are super smart, sick freaks, and it's skull and bones. They think they're guided by the devil, and they worship the devil, and ABC News captured it on tape. I mean, it's like, what in the world are we facing here? And they've got all these well-meaning people that will go and shoot Iraqi women for almost no reason and call them subhuman and think they're good guys. That is mind control. And it's all Skinner. It's all Edward Bernays. Oh, if you just read propaganda by Bernays, if you just know what I know, if you just read the Public Club of Rome documents, if you just read the Rockefeller Foundation documents we linked to, where they put stuff in the vaccines and the food and the water to give us cancer, I mean, it's really uncool. You know, this is not about entertainment. It's not about a joke, people. It's not about, ooh, I'm a radio host and I'm up here talking to you about this stuff. This is life and death. It starts with all of us, though. Evil couldn't have gotten away with this if people by increment didn't give in to evil and corruption. I said I got through a bunch of news, and look at this financial news. Doctors going broke under Obamacare, but don't worry. They just now want to fully nationalize health care and take it over. That was always the plan. CNN, top 1% of mobile users consume half of world's bandwidth, and the gap is growing. So they're saying to people, well, let us put a charge, more charges on you since other people are using too much. And that's just a way to charge everybody more. There's articles out about how they're lying about how many jobs have really been created. We've got a big stack of news on that front. I already mentioned this, but it's big. DHS officers armed with semi-automatics set up unannounced ID checkpoints with submachine guns in Florida. I mean, you just can't make that up. Speaking of genetic engineering, I had a big stack of news on that, but let me get to that in a minute when I find it. Proposed DNA bank could ensnare New York graffiti artist, and it just goes through. England already does this in many cities. You get pulled over for speed, and they take your DNA out of the cheek. They can just swab it. They put it in the database, of course, to frame you. It's not the cop doing it doesn't know that, but it's mainly to frame you and get your – I mean, they take your blood at birth for 40 years worldwide. Everywhere it's under the global system, there's a few countries they're mopping up, and Don't worry. They fly over there and spray stuff on them. They're not getting away with anything. They're going to be mutated and murdered by these criminals, just devil ghouls we're dealing with. There's that report out of Reuters. We've got I'm digging up my reporter. The problem is I've got too much news. This is just totally insane. I got a whole stack of news here about genetic engineering and stuff. Here it is. Welcome to a brave new world. Genetic scientists create freakish man-made monster ants with huge heads and jaws. I'm going to cover this on the nightly news tonight. Here's another one. Meet the chimera monkey. This is Daily Mail. Made from the cells of six different animals. You know what that does zoologically, the viral mutations that creates? I mean, folks, it's going to start now not being cancer at 2,000% or 3,000% what it was 50 years ago. It's going to start being just everybody dying around you or being cut up and sliced up as the whole financial system goes bankrupt by design and the medical system goes bankrupt, which is designed to do. They create the medical crisis, soft killing everybody. Then it collapses. Then you got government-run health care, which will deliver the murdering system that much more deadly. I mean, it's just pure evil.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Scientific dictatorship. They look at you in their little lab coats like an animal. They've set up a whole system to control and manipulate you. The schools across the country are admittedly watching kids at home on their laptops. I mentioned this earlier. Big Brother in St. Louis, schools plan to monitor students' activity at home with these medical wristbands, all the students tracking their heart rates, everything, just training you that you're a prisoner. and to see if the parents will go along with it. And now California is inoculating school students without parental consent, and we've caught schools before doing it and claiming it's an accident. They take your blood at birth and tell you it's for a blood test, and they're liars and are caught lying. And they were just saying, Alex, you haven't mentioned the article about how the new Windows coming out won't have a mouse. It'll be eye-tracked. Well, absolutely. What do you think the Kinect put out by Microsoft does? It's a face scan. See, the technology all is, it's not even a Trojan horse. The reason you think you have a computer, the reason you think you go on Google is the side vestigial reason. It's all designed to track and control you. Microsoft said a decade ago that they're going to have an Internet ID by law, but before that, it won't matter because you're going to thumbprint and face scan to activate your computer. It will not turn on. Now, even local banks are trying to pressure us when we get wires in from advertisers or we're going to wire money or something to do a voice print deal, not even a code or not even a – I mean, it's just – and then again, they can tax and trace and shut you down. They can put any fees they want on you. It's a system where you're like a rat in a big computerized maze. And then now I see all the big Republican talk show hosts freaking out over Obama saying, I'll just have, I'll just appoint judges now in America. And they're saying, but this has never been done before. These aren't recess appointments. We're not in recess. These are permanent appointments. Remember the quote? Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. Remember Bush? Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. Remember that? You can pull that up. I mean, it's open creepiness in your face beyond what you could even imagine. And it's just going to get more insane from here on out. And you're like, well, at least we're on the air talking about it. Yeah, now they're talking about shutting people down. I mean, it's everyone going along with this, we're destroying ourselves. That's what's so frustrating. 99% of people are compartmentalized. They may even hate the New World Order, but you still go along with it because it's all around you. We've got to start really realizing this is the big issue. This is everything. All the other stuff, the football, the dramas, it's all drama. We're under attack. Let's get conscious to it. The globalists know that if it's incremental, do you think a deer, here's an analogy, would walk out into a beautiful green field if it knew that the whole field was a giant bear trap? I just thought of a graphic of that. It's the same thing of like a pond being poisoned where deer come to drink. If they don't taste the poison, they're going to drink it and all die. It's because it's not in your face, but now it is in your face, because it grew slowly like the frog in the pot. People are almost totally wide open to it, and it's almost like a deer. You know, the public's a deer walking out into a field, and you see the whole field slam shut. It's a giant Venus flytrap. You know, and the trees and stuff are just its teeth. And, like, there's the meadow, and the deer walks out, and it slams shut on it, and then it's a whole other vista you're looking at. I mean, it's like that. It's like people just see this as real, the system, and lies stacked on lies, and it's all a giant illusion. I got to do 5 minutes of overdrive because I said I'd get to this. Most stations won't carry this, but it'll be on Infowars.com audio streams and the video streams we have up there now. And I'll be on tonight, Nightly News. We've got a 15-day free trial running right now if you want to support us and also see the news. And then you can download it and give it to your friends. I'm going to come back and get into Obama and saying he basically wants to be our supreme ruler.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.